Welcome to Ashlyn's Apron Podcast, a holistic journey to healthier living. I'm Ashlyn, and I'm ready to guide you on the path to living your best life. As a registered dietitian, I absolutely love anything food, science, everyday living, and of course, finding joy in it all. I'm here to give you nutrition advice while also providing tips for your daily life. Join me as I help you become the healthiest version of yourself. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to be touching on a topic that I've received a lot of questions about, which is protein powders. Protein is very important for our diet. If you kind of go back, way back to high school, probably when you had a science class and you learned about the building block of our bodies. The building blocks of proteins are amino acids. There are many amino acids which, amazingly, our bodies are designed to make on their own. But there are 9 essential amino acids that are needed from our diet. So it's very important that we get enough protein in the foods that we eat. We need protein for proper cell function and repair. Protein aids with DNA regeneration, so that's important. And we need it for muscle growth. You can get protein from different food sources, such as meat. So like your chicken, your fish, the occasional beef. You can also get it from things like more plant-based, like nuts, beans, lentils, even quinoa has high protein levels in it. So there are lots of things that you can get protein in, but to be honest, sometimes we just need a little bit more, and that's okay. Sometimes we need that added protein. And sometimes the best way to do that is through a protein shake, and maybe you use protein powder. In this episode, I'm going to be diving into what are different protein powders and what benefit are protein powders in our body. First, I do want to mention before I go any further that protein, like I've said, is very essential for our body and for our body's functioning. But it's also important to note that we need protein in divided doses throughout the day. So the reason I say divided doses is because, yes, we can have an increased level of protein in our diet. So you'll see a lot of muscle men, or if they are pro weightlifters, or even if they just go to the gym a lot, emphasize added protein. But this is where I come in and just want to be a little reminder and to let you know that protein can only be absorbed in our body in about 25 to 30 grams of protein quantities at one time. So if I was to have a filling meal that maybe had some meat, maybe some vegetables, but maybe I'm even adding in some quinoa or something. So I have my quinoa, my veggies, my meat. That's a lot of protein coming from my meat and quinoa. What if I added a protein shake with added protein powder to it? That's a lot of protein all at once. So my recommendation is divide up when you incorporate these protein powders, because if we do have too much at one time, that's putting a lot of strain on our kidneys. And oftentimes what ends up happening is you'll just urinate out that extra protein. You'll find that you're running to the bathroom a little bit more frequently. So it is important to not put that extra strain on our kidneys and to divide that up throughout the day, because even then we're going to be getting the best absorption by dividing that dosage of protein up throughout the day. All right, so now that I've touched on that, made sure I said that, I do want to dive into what are protein powders. So protein powders are basically just concentrated forms of protein that come in a powder form. So there are different varieties of protein powders, the most common one being whey protein. Whey protein powder is derived from cow milk or dairy milk, and it contains all of the essential amino acids. Whey protein is going to be the most common one that you find in the grocery store, and it generally is very easy on your stomach. However, I will note that if you have any dairy sensitivities or lactose intolerance, then I would be careful with these whey protein powders. Otherwise, most people use the whey and have great results with that. Next is casein. So whey and casein are very similar. This is also derived from dairy milk, and it contains all of the essential amino acids. So it's just not as common. You can still find that out on the market, but if you're looking for something easy to grab, I would opt for the whey protein. But say you are sensitive to dairy milk and need some other options, they do have vegan proteins, and one of the most popular ones is pea protein. So pea protein, derived from peas or plants, and it contains all essential amino acids, so that is great news. Whereas if you did have a vegan or a vegetarian lifestyle and chose not to eat meat, some of those essential amino acids that we need in our diet do come from meat. So the pea protein has broken some of those things down. It's still completely vegan and vegetarian, but it is containing all those amino acids. However, it is low in one of the amino acids, methionine, which is an antioxidant, but that's just a little side note. For the most part, you're getting a good bit of each of those amino acids. The next one is hemp protein. So you can get this protein powder. It is free from THC, and it contains fiber, omega-3s, and some vitamins. Now, it doesn't contain all of the essential amino acids, so that's important to note. But if you maybe are having more of a plant-based diet and needing more fiber, or even if it's just easier to sip on things, I even have like cancer patients who need added fiber, but it's just easier to drink on things. This is going to be a good option because it does have that fiber. Another protein powder is egg protein. So it does use high quality eggs, and it's very digestible. And it also contains all of your essential amino acids. And then finally, soy protein. So of the vegan proteins, pea protein and soy protein are the most common that I see, and one of the protein powders that I guess I have used before. And so soy protein is going to be a good option if you want something vegan, and this also contains all of your essential amino acids. So just what we've covered so far, protein is necessary for our diet, and there are some different forms that we can get that in through our protein powders. But now I'm going to dive into 5 potential benefits that you can receive from protein powders. And now I do want to just make a note that some of this is derived from a dietitian that posted something about protein powders on eatingwell.com. I believe I've mentioned this website before, but it's a great website to look for some healthy recipes and also see what health professionals are saying. So, 5 potential benefits of protein powder. The first is improved blood pressure. A lot of times with my patients, they do need lower blood pressure, and protein powders, by having them on a consistent basis, actually is shown to help with that blood pressure. It also helps meet your healthy weight goals. So I say healthy weight goals because it actually does 2 things. If you're overweight, protein powders can help to give your body the satiety that it needs so that you don't have to feel like you need to overeat, that you feel very satisfied with the food that you have consumed. And so that can help you even lose weight by incorporating some protein powder shakes into your routine. And kind of, I guess, ironically, the other side of that is true, that if, and I work with patients who are underweight, like I mentioned, the cancer patients, if they're needing to increase their muscle mass or gain a little bit more weight, and we do want that to be healthy weight in the form of muscle rather than in the form of fat, then we could recommend that they incorporate some different protein powder shakes to help reach that weight goal. So protein powder is great because it does both in helping aid your healthy weight goals. Now, thirdly, and I kind of alluded to this, added protein powders can help increase your muscle growth. Muscle growth is important, especially as we age. Sarcopenia is something that is where your muscles kind of deteriorate as you age, and it's important to prevent falls, to keep a healthy lifestyle, to keep increased muscle mass, and you can do that by adding in added protein. Another benefit is that you can meet your protein goals. So I mentioned at the very beginning of this podcast that some of my patients, but almost everyone that I've interacted with, especially females, it's very hard to reach their protein goals. And so by adding protein powders and incorporating that into your daily routine, that could help you meet those protein goals in your lifestyle and in your diet. And now, I know I said 5 benefits, but I'm actually going to pull a twist on you and say there is some risk with protein powders. And so this 5th is just going to emphasize making sure that your protein powders have been third-party tested. This means that they have a seal, likely says sports certified on the protein powder box or container. But by doing this, that means these protein powder companies are not just adding filler product, which could expose you to some heavy metals. So very important to be conscious of this. Now, as I wrap up, I'm going to mention 2 of my favorite brands of protein powders. My first is Biochem. It is a whey protein powder, and this is one that my husband and I use. We have the vanilla flavor, and it is great to add into a regular milk or almond milk to get your protein. And another one that's more plant-based is called OWYN. It stands for Only What You Need. This is a plant-based protein. Now, the full disclosure is I've not tried this myself, but I've had friends who say that this is a really great tasting plant-based protein. And as I was looking kind of at the label, seeing what it was all about. This looks very good and very clean, so I definitely would recommend these two if you want to incorporate more protein powders into your diet and lifestyle. And now it's time for local loves and favorite finds. This week, my local love I'm going to feature is Congregation Coffee. You already know that I love me a local coffee shop. This one is beautiful. It's very spacious. It has a lot of tables and chairs. It even has a second story. It's small, a little loft area, but there is a lot of seating up there for as small as this space is. So if you want a place to go and study, this is definitely going to be your space to go. It has a lot of windows, a lot of natural light, and in a good part of town too. When I went, I got the iced brown butter pecan shaken espresso. Got this with regular milk. It typically comes with oat milk, but it was really good. I would kind of give it a lower rating than what I typically do with coffee. And I guess the disclosure there is I had already had a fancy coffee from another local coffee shop as I was trying this. So sometimes I can get a little coffeed out and have a little too much caffeine and not enjoy other coffees. But I'm going to try it again, and I want to know your review as well. When you go try it, what do you get and what do you rate Congregation Coffee? My favorite find this week is going to be something interesting. So I'm working on cleaning up our apartment and kind of doing a deeper clean. And with that, I've been looking through some of my books. Now, I have some different books and journals that have not been used yet. And so with some of them, I put in a special spot to know, okay, when I need my next journal, I'm coming here. And I found one that is a gratitude journal, and it was given to me by a friend. And what this journal simply has is it has a space at the top of the page that says, "Today I'm grateful for," and then it has blanks pretty much the rest of the page, and it does have a date. Within each page, it has different verses and talking about thankfulness and waiting for the Lord and blessing the Lord, praising His name. So I'm featuring this as my favorite find because I'm so glad I found this. I have not used it yet, and so this is going to be something that I have started to incorporate into my quiet time with the Lord. And it's really, I mean, I'm grateful for my gratitude journal because it's pushing me to take the time to recognize what I'm grateful for, write it down, and then one day I'm going to be able to look back and see the goodness of God and everything that He's done in my life. That wraps it up. I hope you enjoyed today's episode all about protein powders. If you did, share it with a friend. I look forward to seeing you next time as we continue to become the healthiest version of ourselves.